Thoughts on Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 15. Why the Lord? Now that's a bit of an enigma, that title. Let me explain it. Why should Zion sing? Why should Zion shout? In the gospel, as I've tried to justify applying these words to the gospel, why should believing sinners sing? What have they got to shout about? Why? The Lord. And that is the point of this discourse. The Lord, the King. Let me read the verse to you. Zephaniah 3, verse 15. The Lord has taken away your punishment. The Lord has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. Yes, I did put the Lord there in replacement of replacing he in verse 15, but that is what it means. The Lord has taken away your punishment. That's why you should sing. The Lord has turned back your enemy. That's why you should rejoice. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. That's why you should shout. God, God, God is always God. I never tire of making this point. Always God. From beginning, the plan of salvation, the accomplishment of salvation, the redemption, the application of that redemption, and the future glory is all in the hands of God, the sovereign God. It's not at the devising of man. It's not at the planning of man. It's not at the working out of man. It's not man's power. This is the age of man. But the Bible is always the age of God. It was so in the Old Covenant, when Zephaniah was speaking to Judah, and it is today with the gospel, with Christ speaking to us by his Spirit in the preaching of his word in the scriptures. This must be stressed today. Salvation, oh my soul, rejoice, salvation is of God. And sinners rejoice when they know that Christ, in the purpose of God, by the Spirit, has accomplished their redemption and applied it. How has it worked out here? But very briefly, these are just seed thoughts. One, God has taken away the punishment, the wrath. The Lord has taken away your punishment, his wrath against sinners. This in the first place was Judah, of course, and coming back from Babylon. Yes, but in the gospel, the wrath of God is meted out on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he, by his death on the cross, by the shedding of his blood, by his righteousness, by his death, by his yielding up that life in the sacrifice of his blood, has propitiated the wrath of God. Propitiation in Christ. Rejoice, brother. Rejoice, sister. The wrath of God upon you has been passed upon the Son and will never come again on you. As Top Lady said, God cannot demand the payment twice. He's exacted it upon the Son. He will not exact it upon you. Sing and shout. Two, God has defeated the enemy. The Lord has turned back your enemy. Satan was opposed to us. The world was opposed to us. Satan above all, the flesh. But God has destroyed the devil in his works. Oh, he's still active. But Christ was manifested, 1 John 3, verse 8. What for? To abolish the works of Satan, to overcome them. When he rose from the dead, he triumphed over Satan. And the victory is now for the believer. It will be complete in the coming of Christ. This is Satan's last throw, and he knows it. His days are short. The third point. God is with his people. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Well, Judah could say that coming back from Babylon. What can the believer say? He remembers Christ's prayer in John 17, that they may be one, yes, that they may be one in us, and us and them, and me and them, and they and us, and so on. Tremendous, the union of believers with Christ, Christ in us, the hope of glory. And then God is with his people, even in his people in the new covenant. Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. And it's repeated, this God is with his people, in verse 17. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. So important is the subject. And look at that word for the fourth point. Never. Never again will you fear any harm. Shout, brother, shout, sister. Never again. He who has begun a good work in us will complete it to the day of Jesus Christ. Never again will be under the wrath of God. This is the gospel. It's all of God. It's all his power. It's all his grace. It's all his wisdom. And it's all for his praise and honor and glory. It's propitiation. It's a permanent salvation. We have his presence with us. These are your truths, believer. These are your experiences now. Never again will you be under the wrath of God. Unbeliever, you have no idea, no idea what you're missing. You can laugh at it, you can dismiss it, you can ignore it, do what you will. But until you have tasted, you will never know the sweetness of what this text is about. It means nothing to you now, but to every believing heart, there is the wealth of the gospel in it. The Lord has taken away your punishment. The Lord has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm.